City Sports, your number one for all sporting results.
Brian Dowland, I suppose relief is probably the overriding thing here today, but congratulations, 25th title for Kieran's. I think deservedly won in the end, but you were put to the pin of your collar.
Yeah, we certainly were, Nicky. Look, absolutely delighted. I suppose the aim coming up here is to win that cup. We would obviously like to do it in an easier fashion, but I think the lads found a way there eventually. After normal time, I think it was probably a fair result to draw. But extra time, I thought we were the better team for that 20 minutes. I think, you know, we hit a huge amount of wides. I think it was 25 or 6 wides, which we'd be very disappointed with. But look, we got there somehow, and it's a sweet victory now, even though it didn't feel it at the time.
They played very well. I think tactically they played it cute. They played a bit of a sweeper back. We struggled to get the ball in behind them, and they were prepared to take the ball on and take on the Kieran's defence at times. And they really tactically, I thought, played smart hurling there.
Yeah, I suppose, look, against Orskill Reach, we tried to leave space for Sean Hunt and Rory Glynn inside. And look, I suppose, obviously, they watched that match and learned a lot from it. Every time we win the ball, their half back line were dropping back in front of them. We didn't use it enough. You know, we didn't hit our half forward line enough in space. They were on their own. And look, you can't really get messages in during the match. You have to wait till half time to try to sort it out. But again, I suppose if we took them chances, things would have been a bit different. But look, Rayfields were unreal today. They put it really up to us. They were brilliant. He said, you know, it was a great game. John Keane let it go, let it flow. And look, it was a good game of hurling. And we're just so happy now we've number 25 in the bag.
Now, obviously, the amount of wise was incredible. You were told that before the game, you'd have pulled your hair out altogether. But to be fair to Rayfields, a lot of those wides were because Kieran's players were being put under pressure striking.
Yeah, they put us under serious pressure. You know, every time Rory Glynn got the ball and Sean Hunt, there was bodies around him. You know, they got bodies around him. And, you know, that's what you have to do. Look, all Ireland's aren't easily won, you know, no matter what grade. You have to work for everything. We probably got here a little bit easy maybe along the way, but we knew coming up it was going to be a battle. We hope we got the job done in 60 minutes. We didn't. But look, I said to the lads after 60 minutes, that free could have been the winner for them, and we would have left here absolutely devastated. So, look, we got there in the end, and we're just so thrilled now.
Now, you had to use your bench a fair bit today at various stages, and it showed how important that was.
Yeah, look, we have a lot of quality there, and I suppose some lads probably thought they were never going to get a game today, and it just shows you that you have to be ready. You know, the likes of Keelan Brennan there hadn't got much game time all year, and he came on, he got 2 brilliant points, and, you know, that's what was important about getting the victory today. And look, I suppose we're lucky that we do have a lot of lads there that can hurl, that can come on, and look, all the subs that come in were brilliant.
And of course, when it went into extra time, what were your thoughts at that stage? Speaking to Francis Ford, he kind of felt at that stage that the odds were favouring Kieran's being the physically stronger team.
Yeah, I thought, look, we'd stay going, but I suppose it's hard to know because lads were going down with cramp all over the place. I just felt we needed to get a couple of points up. We couldn't get that 3 or 4 up. I think once we got the 4 up, I was happy. I thought we'd push on then, and thankfully we did. Look, we finally found a way around them. I said it took us a long, long time to do it, but we got there. Look, there's 25 lads off that panel gone now. They're an absolute credit to the school and their families. You know, they've been a dream to work with this year. We've thrown absolutely everything at them, tactically, physically, you know, and they've come back the whole time. They're absolutely brilliant lads. Some of them are leaving now with 2 All-Ireland medals in their back pocket, and, you know, they can be so proud of themselves.
Rory Glynn to win the Man of the Match for 2 years in a row. That's a nice accolade to have as you leave your Kieran's College.
Yeah, it's unreal. Look, Rory is top class. Just, you know, he couldn't be a nicer young lad. His character, his attitude, everything about him is just unreal. Like, if you went back and looked at that match, his work rate is always top drawer. You know, he gets in hooks, he gets in blocks. You know, he might be small, but that man is a heart of a lion. I don't know what he scored there out there today, but he can score from right and left, tight angles. Look, he's an absolute super player. Some achievement getting two man of matches in 2 All-Ireland finals.
And towards the end of the match, when Kieran's were coming under some a little bit of pressure, who was down on the half-back line, ferreting out the ball in the middle of the ruck? Rory Glynn.
Yeah, look, we wanted to keep him inside, but we just said we need his energy around the middle, and we put him out half forward. And again, I thought he was brilliant out there. We tried it early on in the year, but he was so good inside, we didn't want to take him out. And look, he's such a goal threat and such a presence inside. Look, we brought him out. We needed someone to get on the ball, and I said there was Rory winning rucks and stuff like that. So I think he went off 3 or 4 times as a blood sub with blood injuries, but he kept coming back in each time, you know, and that was great.
Well done, Brian, and congratulations to you and all the lads.
Okay, thanks, Nicky.
Well, I have Greg Ballycallan, you were here, and had a big bus up there today. We'll give pride of place to the team captain, Jeff Nary. Jeff, a wonderful achievement to captain the team in an All-Ireland final in Croke Park. You'll remember today.
Oh, geez, yeah, it was a brilliant day there today now. And it was all the sweeter now with a tough battle. Like, you had to win that, so it was unreal now, win by only a couple of points after extra time.
You had to work very hard to win that.
Oh, it was absolutely so tough now. It was one of our toughest games all year, I'd say. And it's just brilliant to come out on top now after a tough game like that.
Well, Aaron McAvoy, you were in great form from the freeze today. Hugely important in a game that was so tight to pop them over the bar. Did you feel any pressure taking them, Aaron?
I know, not really now. I normally suffer with nerves a bit of time taking the frees, but today was a bit of a different story, I suppose. The first one went over, so I kind of got a bit of confidence from that. And look, what happened after that was what happened, like.
Yeah, you had to work extraordinarily hard. I mean, they certainly put you to the pin of your collar, and the game could have went anyway in normal time.
They did. They put it to the collar. We weren't really expecting them to come as hard as they did. And look, we just started popping over the scores in the second half, and it was tit for tat. And obviously extra time then, your man got the free at the end, and half time we were up by 2 points, I think it was, and thank God we drove on in the end, and delighted to get the victory.
Jeff, when it went to extra time, you know, I know you gave a good rousing address here in the dressing room, egg them on here. Were you had any concerns, or did you feel you had something in the tank to still win that game?
Oh no, we're a strongly built team now. I thought we had the fitness over them, and we were just happy to play another 20 minutes in the Kieran's jersey, so we had to push on from that and make the most of it now, because we were lucky enough to get another 20 minutes, and thankfully we did.
Two All-Irelands in Croke Park, one year after the other, and you leave Kieran's this year. The lovely memories to go with.
Yeah, it was brilliant memories now. It was unbelievable now last year, and then even better this year now, especially when you're in sixth year, like, I think it means a little bit more to you because it's one of your last games ever for Kieran, so it was unreal.
Now, Aaron, same with you. You wrap up Kieran's this year, club colleague of Jeff's. You were playing great stuff in the senior championship last year. Now a lot of the lads you were playing with today are going to be your opponents throughout the club scene in Kilkenny, so you have to get used to that as well.
Yeah, we will, I suppose, but we're a very tight-knit group. We're like a family in here, but I suppose when we go back to the clubs and start playing against each other, it's a different story because we both want to get the win, but I know we're a very tight-knit group, and if it comes to that, I suppose that's what it is like.
Well done, lads, and well done to Greg Ballycallan. They're proud of you two lads for all you've achieved for Kieran's over the last couple of years. Well done, and let you off to enjoy with the rest of your colleague. Two James Stevens lads here, delighted with themselves. Stephen Minogue. Stephen, they got one goal on you, but it was the first all year. You've had a brilliant year in goal for Kieran's. How did you see that match from the position you were in?
I suppose, yeah, the backs did very well, and I suppose first goal all year, but it was always going to come really a goal, and luckily now the backs kept him out for the rest of the game, and thank God they only got the one anyway.
Sean Bergen, you were under a fair bit of pressure at times, Sean. They had some tough forwards, but you did brilliant to defend it.
Yeah, look, Rayfield's a great team. They have some smashing forwards, but we just stuck to our plan. We started working out the ball in the first half and the second half, and then we just kept them out and got a few scores in the end.
Going into extra time, Stephen, were you concerned at that stage?
No, not really. We knew we had the fitness. We'd be doing a lot of hard training all year, and we knew how it had the subs also, so thank God we got over the line, yeah.
Sean, they were very strong in the air. I mean, they were fielding, the centre forward in particular, Paddy McCorrig, was fielding a lot of ball there. That was causing a little bit of bother, but you got to grips with it eventually.
Yeah, we were looking at him there last day. He got 7 or 8 points from play, so we knew we had lads. Carl Hickey was there catching balls after puckouts, and we were able to handle him there for a while and quiet him down a bit.
Great way to finish, Stephen, your time in Kieran's. Two All-Ireland finals, two in Croke Park. You'll remember these couple of years.
Yeah, it's brilliant now to finish with two All-Irelands. You're going to have these memories for life, and it's great to do with your schoolmates and friends. So I'm delighted now, yeah.
Well done, Sean and Stephen, and good luck to you, and good luck to James Stephen. Congratulations, Rory. 2 years in a row winning man of the match. That's some way to finish your time in Kieran's.
Oh, it's unbelievable, yeah. It's a great way to lift it now as well as the win, of course.
You got a hell of a few knocks there as you were going off for blood subs and every now and again I see a few scars, but you don't even feel them when you win the match.
I know, when you're in a moment like that, I suppose the adrenaline keeps you going. There wasn't a dirty stroke in the whole game as well, like it was just a clean match, just hard hits. And
but I mean, they gave you some match of it for a long, long time.
Oh, they were brilliant, yeah, we knew what they were going to bring, and they brought exactly that. They were tough the whole way through, and they stepped up to us.
Yeah, well, I must say yourself, especially in the second half and in extra time, you love that ball coming in low because you're able to turn like on a sixpence.
Oh, yeah, I suppose I wouldn't be the biggest lad now, so the high ones wouldn't suit me anyway.
Yeah, but it certainly, and in the second period of extra time, as I said to Brian Dowland, geez, you were down even in the half back line winning ball. I suppose if you have to do it, you have to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I went out on the wing, so I was out around there, and I just kind of picked up whoever was loose, and we all kind of just done our bit, done the job.
It was energy sapping going into extra time. Certainly you all felt a little bit tired, but so did Raphael's.
Yeah, we were out on our feet, like, but we knew however tired we were, they were the same, like, so it was just about determination and just get over the line, dig deep.
Well done, Rory. Star performance as we can.
I just want to say best of luck to my uncle. He's unwell at the minute, he couldn't make it here, so I know he'll be watching.
Absolutely. Well, he'd be very proud of you, Rory. Well done.
Oh, cheers. Thanks very much.
Sean, I'd say you're exhausted after that. That was energy sapping.
Yeah, oh my God. I've never been a sore after a match now, to be honest with you. But like, it took us, what, two bits of play after that, and we pulled through, and it's a credit.
They were very strong in the whole throughout the normal time, and they put you to the pin of your collar. What was said to you at halftime?
We just said at halftime, like, this is our last time playing with Cairns, and what do we want to make the most of it. Like, it's our last time in this jersey, and what we want to get over is an All-Ireland. And thankfully, the boys pulled through, and the management, unbelievable stuff.
What did you think yourself when the game went to extra time? Were you happy, or did you feel you had enough in the tank to win it in extra time?
To be honest, it's actually what Jeff said in the dressing room. It was like, where else would you rather be? You get to play longer in Croke Park. And we just took that on, and, you know, we got an extra 20 minutes in Croke Park that some of us might never get. And we took the opportunity, and thankfully we won.
Sean, you've been banging them over the bar all year and banging in goals. You got a few great points today. You'll remember this occasion for a long time to come.
Yeah, this is a very sweet one now, in fairness. And especially, like, lads, you've been going to school for the last 6 years, your best friends, and to make such memories now is unbelievable.
Two All-Irelands, I know you came out as a sub last year, to leave Cairns with two All-Irelands, there's a lot of former players who left Cairns, never got to even win one.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable, and it's a credit to the three boys, Mr. Walsh, Richie Root and Brian Dowland, and in fairness, the whole school, everything they do for us, you know, staying back at lunchtime to help us with school if we miss matches and stuff like that. So they're unbelievable. It's just great to be part of it.
Now you'll be happy to go back to St. Martin's now for a bit of a rest.
Yeah, Cheddar will have me working in the morning now, I'd say. He'll probably have a programme for me to do in the morning, so I'm delighted now.
I think it's a rest you want now. Well done, Sean.
Thanks very much, Nicky.
Congratulations, Tom McPhillips. God, you've put in a tough year with injuries, Tom. To come back and win another All-Ireland now, you must be delighted.
I don't think words can actually explain how happy I was. I've never been so nervous at full time going into extra time in my life. I was actually nearly shaking inside. And the relief to go over the line is honestly.
Did you think the game was, you were under pressure going into extra time?
I thought we had him with 2 minutes to go in the normal time, and then going into extra time, I was like, I don't know about this now. I think that was our moment gone. But in fairness to the lads, when they came on, the subs, they fucking pushed us over the line. So
you've had a lot of injuries, Tom, over the last year. Did you ever doubt that you might get back to this level?
Well, when I'd done my shoulder now, there was a few doubts with me, Ryan, but in fairness to all the physios, they got me back full fit. So I'm buzzing to be back in Croke Park. Like, it's unreal.
Yeah, now obviously you had to really work hard, but I think the strength of the team in extra time told today.
Yeah, the lads on the bench done the job when they came on, and we were relying on them because we needed them. Like, lads were camping up, the ground was very heavy, and in fairness, the subs deserve a lot of credit.
What is it like to win two All-Irelands in Croke Park now to wrap up your time in Cairns?
Oh my God, I don't think words can actually explain. Like, I was coming up here today, and I was thinking, like, I hope we get over the line, but there's something in the back of my mind that's like, I don't know, and the fact to do it an extra time as well makes it all the sweeter.
You'll be looking forward to going back to the Burren after a little bit of a rest.
I know, yeah, maybe a good few CBS lads there, but anyway.
And you won't be too hard on him.
No.
Well done, Tom.
Thanks a mil. Thanks.
Francis Ford, coach of St. Raphael's Loughrea. It was a tough finish for you, I know, but my God, tactically, you did so many things right in that game.
Yeah, we did. Look, Nicky, we knew. Obviously, we're up against it from the very start. But I suppose what we wanted out of our lads was, number one, that if they were going to have a chance, they were going to have to give it absolutely everything. And I think, to be fair, they did that. I think there's no doubt in that. We put bodies on the line. We played with huge heart. But I thought we played also some smart hurling at times, which is, I suppose, what we pride ourselves on. But we knew that kind of the hurling we'd like to play was going to come under an awful lot of pressure, more pressure than ever before when you're playing a team like Cairns. And that's exactly what happened. We had our times in the game. Cairns had their periods where they dominated and probably hit a lot of wides, but our lads just kept hunting and chasing and stuck in the game, and thought we definitely deserved to take it to extra time based on our commitment to the game as much as anything else. And I think in extra time, maybe Cairns' extra strength and depth as much as anything, and their maybe having a lot of lads in the older age bracket, shall we say, probably told. But, you know, they found that bit of freedom and got some good scores in extra time.
I think that's a very good summary. But I think your lads, tactically, I thought you spread the game out very well. They worked hard for one another. And when they saw an opening, they were quickly able to exploit Cairns through those openings.
Yeah, look, we knew we'd have to move the ball really fast and you know, not take it into the tackle and try and just use the space in Croke Park to, you know, as best we could. And there was certainly times we did that. There was times we found that difficult because we were meeting a very, very good team, Nicky. But, yeah, you know, my overriding emotion right now is pride in the way the lads performed, because you've seen over the years, Nicky, so many teams come to Croke Park, number one, come to play Cairns, number two, and maybe wilt under that kind of pressure. Our lads grew in it, I think, and that's a great characteristic to have in a team, and for the individuals, it's a great way to be. And look, we'll take pride. It's hugely disappointing at the moment because we ran them so close and the opportunity was there for us. But as I said, the overriding emotion is pride at the end of the day now.
Now, in normal time, the game was there. Either team could have won it in normal time. Now, I agree with you. I think extra time was fair, but you could have pulled it in extra time. Kieran's were in a spot of bother. I know you had to get the last score, but Kieran's were under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, they were, and I thought any time that Vince Morgan inside got his hands on the ball, he was a real threat, and probably in that second period, we just didn't get the ball into him enough times, and sometimes he was outnumbered, but he got some incredible scores and he was always that threat. And yeah, we definitely could have come out the right side in normal time, but funnily enough, Nicky, heading into extra time, we already had a few lads, you know, beginning to struggle under the physical strain as much as anything, and I think that strength and depth did tell. But yeah, certainly the opportunities were there, and they're the ones that maybe we look back on with a little bit of regret, but you know, that's the game, isn't it?
I thought going into the second period, the second half extra time, Kieran's looked to be struggling at cramps a little bit, but it was, they came out the best, and a couple of the subs did well. Keelan Brennan at full forward got a couple of points, and Rory Glynn Forage back and won a lot of very valuable ball.
Yeah, Rory's a fantastic hurler. It's funny when you're doing your bit of analysis on Kieran's and the great strength and physicality and all of that, but probably their two smallest players are fantastic hurlers. Jeff is a fantastic hurler, but Rory, you know, he was a threat all day. And I thought within that, like, Jason, our cornerback, did very well on him for long periods. And Gavin did really well on him, but, you know, a sign of a good player, Rory still came up with the scores.
Well, look, Francis, you played a part in a classic final here. Hard luck, and hopefully your day will come.
Please God, Nicky. Thank you.
Thanks, Francis.
City Sports, your number one for all sporting results.